Nepal's earthquake is affecting ministry budgets. As war rages around the world, one ministry's reaching out to soldiers, and a house can be a hub for ministry, Far North Outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In Nepal, today is devastating, and tomorrow doesn't look any better. Early estimates put quake-related losses at a quarter of Nepal's gross domestic product. Christian Aid Mission's South Asia director recently visited ministry partners there.
I'm estimating the whole year's budget for the country is probably what they have lost.
Surrounded by death and devastation, Christians are on the move.
It was heartbreaking, but what really stood out to me was how the ministry leaders were really not even waiting for any outside help. They had already started bringing relief to these IDP camps.
Survivors know those assisting are believers, and that often opens doors further down the road.
Their goal is not really to preach the gospel right today, but they're building bridges.
Help meet immediate and long-term needs through Christian Aid Mission at our website. Teen suicide. It couldn't be more of a problem than at Pine Ridge, a First Nation reservation in South Dakota. Last month, we told you about the epidemic of suicides between January and March. There's good news. The suicide attempts are dropping. Ron Hutchcraft told you about it and urged you to pray.
This prayer alliance that's formed across the country for this reservation and other reservations has actually slowed dramatically what was going on there over the first three and a half months of this year.
A Pine Ridge Church youth worker says young people are telling him the spirits are telling the kids to kill themselves. In that spirit-filled culture, the gospel message speaks volumes.
When you got spirits pushing you to hurt yourself, the Spirit of Christ can free you from that. And that's just such a direct link, and it's such truth that Yeah, people are definitely looking for that now.
Listen to both interviews when you click on the story at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. Do you ever wonder if soldiers are reading their Bibles? For Troy Carl of Faith Comes by Hearing, it's a very important question.
What is more important than the Word of God in the midst of conflict? Did you know that there are about 14 wars going on where over 1,000 to 100,000 people are being killed all the time, every year? They're going on all over the world. And so, as a ministry, our mission is to get God's word in their own language to every human on earth, and that includes those that are serving in militaries.
FCBH has distributed over 500,000 audio Bibles called Bible Sticks to United States military members, giving them the hope of the gospel right on the field. And other countries have caught wind.
Now, the program, of course, is expanding beyond the U.S. military, but Christians in other militaries saying, please, can you help us? Can you give us the Word of God in our time of need?
Consider sponsoring a Bible Stick for a soldier. Find out how at missionnews.org. We all grieve the murder of 21 Egyptian Christians in Libya by ISIS earlier this year, but what about their families? Most are left with no income. But a few partners with Voice of the Martyrs USA are coming to their aid. They recently installed clean water filters in Egyptian villages where the families live. They hope this act of God's love will also create peace between Muslims and Christians. Support those left behind by clicking the link to VOM's Families of Martyrs Fund on our website. And how many uses does a home have? Well, according to Send International North, a large house in Galena, Alaska would be much more than a place to sleep and eat. It'll be a strategic hub for outreach, training, and more. Send North reports adding the home would build on what God's already doing through them in Galena since the 2013 flooding. They need your help to make the purchase, though. Connect with Send North at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has four big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are. If left unchecked, all of them will affect you and your family. Get your copy of the new Four Dangers white paper by clicking on the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. That's the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.